Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
Well, it's the big show.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta tonight. Party.
Light that up. Why are you acting like
that? Oh, shit. This is Stephen Barber, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, Mickey G's in the building.
Yo, yo. What it do, cuz?
Oh, yeah. Interesting new setup in the studio.
Yeah, another little upgrade.
A little upgrade here. Got my own desk now.
Right, that's what it's about. For
a little command center.
For gangsters hustling on the come up.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to stay on that up.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's happening?
Shit, ready for another big week?
Another big show?
Yep.
As you can tell by our intro.
I'm praying for a win. Try to sneak into those playoffs by some sort of random tiebreaker. Same
thief
old
in the night.
That's what we're trying for. Other than that, yeah. Back at it.
Yeah.
Back with our co-host, Don. What's happening?
What's happening, Don?
We don't know what's happening.
What do you mean we don't know what's happening, Don?
It can happen, but we don't know.
Are you talking about Knicks playoff chances?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Man, that's harsh.
And it only makes common sense.
I guess.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
That's kind of harsh.
Harsh on it already today, Don. The stress getting to you already, the new job?
President-elect.
President-elect.
All right.
President Trump.
Back to business.
Back to business.
Last night's game.
Kind of a stinker, but kind of entertaining.
Minnesota's defense at home is the story.
I guess that's the story, huh?
That's what I said it. I should have listened to myself. I pulled him at the last second. I'm always fucking up with the defense.
Only 10 points in standing leagues.
Right, which is, you know, better than 5.
Yeah. So.
Or negative 1.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure true.
Ezekiel Elliott standard, only 15 points.
Yeah,
But Dak was only held to 10.
10? That's crazy. I thought he'd do better than that. Zeke, that's a pretty solid game, 15.
How about this? If you had the Cowboys defense, how about this? 6.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have done better against Minnesota, really. I know they don't blitz too much, but I just didn't think they'd give up. I don't know.
I mean, at one point, I mean, they
thought
didn't give
they'd
up,
do something.
At one point, they were only giving up field goals.
Yeah, right?
So
they didn't. They just didn't make anything big happen, I guess.
I think going forward, if you've got somebody like Dix or...
You can't trust the Vikings offense. You
can't. And if you got playoffs, you gotta. It's time to dump
playoffs.
It's time to dump the. I'm dumping Diggs. I mean,
yeah.
Looking at his next couple, his next couple matchups. I mean, besides Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
I don't like it. You got Vontae Davis there,
and then you got two division games, which they're gonna be playing hard, but. They've lost to Chicago already.
That's right. Bears coming hard against that NFC North. You know it.
So
not fucking around. Matt Barkley time.
I think you keep Diggs maybe one more week, or you pawn him off to somebody.
If I can get something better going into the playoffs, I would dump him and get something that I just can't
trust.
Pretty
good matchup at Jacksonville, don't you think?
Jacksonville's pass defense is actually pretty solid.
Yeah?
Surprisingly, yeah. They do not allow... like maybe 2 top 15 receivers on the year, something like that. Yeah. More surprising than you'd think.
Right.
I think it's due to the fact that their opponents are always ahead, running the ball. Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Dez Bryant,
he had a pretty solid game.
Found the end zone. Yeah. I thought he should have had at least one more. Didn't he get called down at the 1?
It was like a 60-yard play, and
Zeke stole that from him.
Yeah, it was one of those Dez Bryant catches, sort of falling forward, rolling towards the goal line, but, you know.
And then Dak Prescott, probably his lowest game of the year, right? Tied when he played Eli.
Yeah.
Week one. So his floor of 10, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's
for a rookie quarterback.
Solid for a rookie quarterback for sure. I thought he'd do better than that, but at Minnesota D, I guess. Whatever.
Right. I think that wraps that up.
Yeah.
Get into our big show segment.
I think so. Yeah.
Go through the matchups.
Let's do it.
Let's see. First matchup, we got the Lions at the Saints.
Yeah. Should be some offense in that game. I got over under about 53, 54 right now. That's some offense.
Yeah. Let's see. Ingram might be out.
That's what we just read. Ingram might be out in that case. Hightower all day.
I'm up on Hightower this week, definitely.
Strong start. Yeah.
What do you think about Cooks? Is there a chance he's going to get another back-to-back goose egg?
I don't know about a goose egg, but I don't trust him. And if this is an important week for you, it's hard for me to trust him, you know. Last week before the playoffs and stuff, he's just the ultimate boomer bust, it seems like. Seems like his big games float him up to that high player.
Drew Brees had 32 points last week.
Drew Brees was crushing it, but spreading it around.
Didn't get it to Cooks.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said some coverages.
Some coverages against the Rams.
Yeah.
That Rams coverage.
They're just covering him.
What do you think about Stafford? You gonna be able to get it done?
I don't know. Staff's a tough start, but if there's any week I like him, I suppose it'd be this week.
So who do you like on the Lions then?
I guess Golden Tate. I think Bolden maybe has a little upside, but Marvin Jones is tough for me. Yeah, that's about all. I guess Riddick's about the only rushing threat there, right? So I think he's probably
Riddick. He's listed as questionable.
Yeah.
You like Washington at all?
No, definitely not. I do like Riddick if he plays though. Top 10, 3 of the past 4 weeks. You gotta like that.
Yeah, it sounds like he'll probably play.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's probably a decent play there. Staff's probably not terrible. And if I had to choose a receiver, I think I'd go Golden Tate.
Well, what about Ebron? No, I don't like him either.
I just can't trust him.
Yeah.
Did he score 0 last week?
Yeah, I don't think he had anything.
I don't like it.
So if Ingram's out, you definitely like Hightower. What about Fleener on the other side? You like him at all?
Nah, the other tight end there, Josh Hill, I think, has taken a decent amount of work for him. If they're only one tight end, I like it, but there's not enough to split.
Let's see what I got here. Fleener had 5 last week.
Yeah, and I want to say Josh Hill had about 60 or 70, yep.
Wow. So, yeah, I don't like either of those. Then.
Yeah, exactly. If they're one player, it's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise, you're gambling on which one may or may not find the end zone.
Hey, our old buddy, Marquez Colston.
Is he still on the roster?
Listen, it's questionable.
Oh, that's a good one to note.
Had to get that out there.
I didn't even know he was still playing.
I hate that fucking guy.
Shit.
Oh, God.
He's like the most undeserving player in the most lineups for the longest time.
Oh, why? I hate that guy. I hate that guy. Yeah. All right. Sorry. That was kind of rude. I think they're seeing the Saints rolling here at home.
Oh, boy. Yeah, should be a shootout, but I think if I had to put money down, I'd go with the Saints. But
Saints? I think I got Saints by 6 over here.
Yeah.
All right, Los Angeles at Patriots.
Yeah.
Gronk's out for the season, they think. They don't even expect him back.
Yeah. They didn't place him on IR yet, but it was just like in case there was some miracle.
Okay, how about now? Do you like Bennett now?
No. He was limited in practice with the foot. That's why he hasn't done dick also over the past 3 weeks. And they're the Patriots. They're not going to, like, use a weak weapon.
So,
right?
They play that leaves their strengths. Edelman, Blunt, and White.
and Deion Lewis is back. And
Deion Lewis.
That Malcolm Mitchell has had, what, three touchdowns the past two games?
Right.
And Brady's Amendola's still there. Brady, I mean, I think he was given a day off of practice. I think he missed Wednesday. But, I mean, he's Brady. He's playing.
He's playing. He's officially limited in practice yesterday.
Rams' defense is kind of good, but their offense is shit. And flying across the country, I just don't... I don't see him do it too much, and I...
Assuming no setbacks today, you would think he's starting.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy's going to start.
Tommy's going to start.
You heard it here.
So, yeah, Malcolm Mitchell, I think, next man up.
Sneaky sleeper.
With Edelman and Hogan still listed as questionable.
Yeah, sneaky sleeper there.
So, you like White with the pass?
No, Deion Lewis and James White need to be one guy that you can't... You can't start either one of them because they're going to split it. They're probably each going to get you three or four, and Blunt's going to get all the actual handoffs. Deion Lewis has the better chance of breaking a long run, but James White is drop status as far as I'm concerned. I think Blunt should have a decent day just because I think they'll be leading and he'll get a decent amount of carries at the end there, and he has a penchant for finding the end zone for some reason. Yeah, that's about all. On the other side,
a lot of question marks there.
On the other side,
nobody, right?
Todd Gurley's really struggling. I mean, I don't think he's a must start. The only thing,
Jared Goff.
Yeah, Kenny Britt has been pretty good. So I think that's
about it, right?
That's about it over there. That's all I might start.
Yeah, because there's literally nobody on that team that I want.
Yeah, Kenny Britt is pretty much the only player that performs.
Yeah, Kenny Britt, 11 last week.
Yeah, and he's had, I want to say, like three of the last 4 weeks, double digits. Like that.
Last 4 weeks, 10, 10, 4, 11.
Yeah, three of the last four in doubles. Yeah, so you got to like that potential at
least.
Yeah,
he's like got big game potential. So.
He's all the team, you know, at least that consistency.
Carrying the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patriots by 13.5 over here.
Yeah, I'm even tempted to make that a shoe-in. I mean, Rex was. we're gonna circle back to him by the end.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look at everything. Sure, we'll find him. Yeah. We'll find old Rex, sexy Rexy.
Yeah, he's two-stepping somewhere.
Kansas City at the Falcons. You playing Matt Ryan or you playing Kaepernick?
It's still a tough one, but I got Matt Ryan in now, and I think I'll probably stick with him. But, man, Kaepernick, QB1 last week and just been performing, that's a tough call.
Yeah, right.
But I do like this game. I like its potential for offense. It always seems like when I'm thinking that, then it's
Chiefs,
a defensive struggle.
The Chiefs really drug that one out.
They sure did. But there was a decent amount of points scored in that game.
That's true.
With two pretty anemic offenses, really. So I was hoping maybe in this one there'd be a little bit more offense, you know.
With Macklin still listed as questionable, do you like Tyreek Hill?
I do like I like Hill. He scares me a little bit because I think he only has three games in double digits. But you just have to like his talent. And it seems like they're trying to use him more now, so I don't hate starting him as a flex, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I've picked him up in both my leagues.
Macklin as questionable.
If Macklin's out, I like him a lot more.
How about Spencer Ware? Is he still a playable?
Yeah, he's better than some other options, but he's no Jamal Charles. Like,
right.
It seems like people kind of thought he would step up and be or something. I don't know.
Fucking Charles.
Right.
So then we got Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, and Julio Jones. Pick one.
I start them all.
Start them all.
If I had to pick one for the high score, I'd probably say Matt Ryan, just since he's the quarterback. But I think Freeman could very well be right up there around 20 again.
You think this is going to be a shootout? What do you got for the over-under on this?
Let's see over here. About 49. Holy. So pretty yeah. good. That's not super high, but definitely not low. It seems like average is about 43.
I like that. I like the chance for a game here. If special teams and Tyreek Hill do something, then Matt Ryan's going to have to pass that ball.
And on the Falcons there, I kind of like Taylor Gabriel, that
the other wide receiver.
That other wide receiver, kind of just like Tyreek Hill. They're getting in the ball, and God, he's freaking fast. And just little and making guys miss, so I'm considering starting him. And I want to say he's had 3 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks, or 4 in the last 3. Or...
Yeah, it's hard. I want to take the Chiefs in this game, but I think I got Atlanta by...
Atlanta needs a
win,
too. At
least a field goal.
Yeah, I think I got Atlanta. I see the Chiefs fighting from behind like they were last week again, so...
Speaking of the Chiefs, Denver at Jacksonville.
Speaking of the Chiefs, is that all we got on that game? But how do you feel about Travis Kelce?
Kelce
has another good game. He had what, 200 yard games in a row?
Certainly could be.
Certainly could be. That's you heard it here. what'd you say was next? Jacksonville?
Denver at Jacksonville.
Okay.
Siemens out.
Siemens out. Paxton Lynch. Yeah, like I said before, the Jacksonville defense is actually kind of sneaky good against receivers. So, boy, you can't like your Denver receivers there. Siemens out.
So I think that's just like
Sanders.
Thomas had 6 last week. Barco's D only had 7.
Yeah.
Anus had 9.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have Emmanuel Sanders. It's going to be tough for me to start him if it's Paxton Lynch. Boy, oh boy. Jaguars haven't allowed a receiver in the top 30 since week 8 and are allowing a league low 9.6 yards per completion on the season.
Wow.
So
that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that, would you? No top 30 since week 8? I mean, we're in what, 14 now?
Yeah.
So... and Devontae Booker isn't doing well. What?
Whoever Benny Fowler is.
Yeah,
he's out.
And he's really nobody. He caught a touchdown last week.
Touchdown.
But it was like
70 yards and a touchdown.
It was like his third catch of the year, or first maybe. And his name just kind of gets mentioned because he caught Peyton Manning's last pass.
Oh, okay.
Unofficial pass attempt, I guess, because it was for a 2-point conversion, but he caught it. So, I guess his name just comes up.
Well, he's out.
That guy. Yeah, he's out.
Siemens ruled out as well.
Siemens out. The Siemen is out.
Siemens out. Devontae Booker, and I guess... Bibbs? We see Bibbs fumble the ball, or did he
Capri
get hurt?
Bibbs. He was the one that took that like
the giant
that
hit.
Head-on shot. Yeah. I thought he was going to be dead.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I'd take Booker over Kibbs, right?
I don't like either of them too much, but yeah, if you got to play one, I guess you go Booker. And what? On the other side, Ivory and Yeldon. And Yeldon was limited in practice.
Yeldon's limited.
I don't even know who's behind that. It's Denard Robinson, the former Michigan quarterback, converted running back gadget player, but I don't like that. Let's see. I don't like this game for fantasy. Maybe both defenses, actually.
Yeah, maybe. I like Denver's defense in this game.
Yeah, and defenses against Denver.
And they have no running back, so they literally are just going to have to pass the ball, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Bortles is terrible.
And
Denver's going to pick
him off.
Best
garbage
at least a
player
times.
There is, so.
Yeah.
Ugly game.
I'm avoiding fantasy options from that matchup if I can, I think.
But, yeah. think I got.
And I have Allen Robinson and Emmanuel Sanders, so.
Ouch.
So it's personal, yeah.
I think I got, Denver by field goal?
Denver by a field goal. Yeah, I'll take that.
Alrighty.
I can also see Jacksonville squeaking one out on the big come down after that crazy game, you know?
You think so?
KC and Denver both lose. You heard it here.
And that'd be an interesting play.
I kind of think that might happen, yeah. Oakland really emerges as the force over there in the West.
I mean, when you're breaking your pinky in buttholes.
The Raiders. It's not what they meant by Raider.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, dude.
Really just jammed it in there.
I mean, yeah, the Raiders really look like the team, huh?
Yeah.
Suppose we'll get to that in a minute.
I hope we see Raiders-Patriots in the playoffs in the championship.
Anything else on Denver?
That's all I got over right there, I think. Kind of shitty.
Philly at Cincinnati.
All right. Boy, oh boy.
Cincinnati really needs a win.
Yeah, they're pretty much done, I think. AJ Green out. Grade two tear.
We talked about that a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's going to be it for him.
It's not as bad as a grade one or three.
I can't remember which one it goes.
But at least that means it's not like completely torn off. But
Eifert going to play in this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. He's all their offense. And he's probably the only person I feel too good about starting over there. Maybe Hill, but...
Cincinnati has made the playoffs like the last 5 years, 4 years.
Shockingly.
In a row.
Like always as a wild card and always loses the first round.
Yeah,
they suck.
Time for a change, I think, over there.
Yeah.
Something's got to go. On the other side of the ball, what, Ryan Matthews going to play?
He's ruled out.
Ruled out?
Yeah.
So this is back to your buddy Wendell.
Wendell.
Smallwood. Mr. Smallwood.
Mr. Smallwood.
And Sproles? Don't like either of those. Maybe Wendell over Sproles.
No, I'd play Sproles over
Sproles. Jordan Matthews? Is he going to be out?
He was limited, I believe, so I think you got to watch it. I don't think it's... let's see, still says questionable.
Still says questionable.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on it there.
That's from today? Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like this game either. I think I have Jeremy Hill, and I don't know that I want to play him either.
It's a tough play. I wouldn't be happy to. I wouldn't be feeling too good about playing.
Yeah, I think I'm probably leaning towards having Hightower in a starting position for me.
I would play Hightower over Hill, especially if Ingram's out.
And I got to play that Eagles defense, so... Hopefully they'll fucking get their head out of their ass out of that stupid Green Bay game.
I think they'll have a much better game. Dalton looked like shit last week. He, threw like 5 passes right into the line. Like, you gotta expect the Eagles are gonna grab one of those.
Tip drill.
Yeah, because that's what they're good at. I like the Eagles D this weekend. That's about all.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't have anything else on that either.
Maybe Ertz if you're looking for a tight end, but don't like it too much.
Can't like that. No. Miami at Baltimore. How about this? Miami.
Playing better.
Fucking 6 in a row?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that right? Is that right?
6 in a row?
That can't be right.
7-4? That's what I got him at over here.
I think that's right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in the playoff. How about that?
Baltimore's pretty good at home. 6-5.
Their defense is good. Their kicker is good.
Kicker. You know, and speaking of the kicker, I think they need to come up with some extra perks for the kicker because... I say it all the time. He's just like kicking damn near 60 yarders, and it's only 3 points. It's like half the fucking field. That's like
nobody's only 3 points for a 60. It's 5.
No, I mean like
for NFL.
Yeah.
No, that's a field goal is 3 points.
I mean, you just Like, all you gotta do is get to the 50, and this guy's like, oh yeah, we got it.
Pretty close, pretty close. 40.
I'm just so amazed by that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's about all I like there. It seems like this is gonna be a defensive game. Tannehill sucks. Flacco kind of sucks.
How about Steve Smith?
He's probably the only person I'd play over there. I feel like he'll probably see his share of targets.
I think
Devontae Parker also.
Yeah, we talked about him.
But he's got a back injury he's dealing with, so you got to watch him.
Okay.
And in this matchup, then I like him less.
Pitta?
No. Dixon, what we said.
Yeah, we like Dixon over West. He's at
over West,
him.
But I don't really like him against the Miami D too much.
Miami's D, you think stout? Who do you think wins
Pretty
this
solid,
game?
Yeah.
Miami? Gotta try and stay in the hunt?
I think in Baltimore, I think they find a way to win.
Kicking field goals.
Yeah.
God.
They know
Jay
how to win.
Jay really fell off. He had those couple amazing games, and
that's all it was.
It was a fluke.
That's what we said here. It's,
yeah. We didn't fall for it at all.
Yeah.
Anything else on that one? What about Landry? He's really not doing anything
not much,
this year.
Yeah. He started out, I think, kind of well, and maybe like his first game, and then after that, nothing. Yeah.
Nothing after that.
He's too talented to waste, but what are you going to do?
I mean, you got Tannehill throwing in the ball.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of...
Tannehill,
you're kind of... Okay, another game that... Maybe we'll see Rodgers in his little privacy tent again. I'm kind of excited about.
That's intense.
He's Houston at Green Bay.
Boy, oh boy, that's...
Is Houston leading the division over there?
I'm pretty sure they are, yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Not an easy matchup for Green Bay. Another kind of tough one.
I don't think so either. Except that Houston is just horrible on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I would take Green Bay in this one.
Yeah.
Keep rolling. But it's crazy to think that Green Bay is below 500. That's another team that's made the playoffs like 5 years in a row or whatever.
About time.
somebody might be a little biased.
I think Devontae Adams is the story over there. Sort of quietly is... become like top 20 receiver for sure, and what, two or three touchdowns last week, something
yeah
crazy.
He had two last week, jamming me up because Nelson didn't get it
me up. So
lost by a fucking point.
Seems like it's Adams and Nelson there, and Rodgers is
still
scoring well.
Is questionable though.
Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, but he's
hamstring.
You gotta understand, these elite quarterbacks, Rodgers, Brady, you know, they questionable to them is not like, oh, it's questionable that I start. It means like, you know, I'm a little tweaked. But
I still think that's something to watch.
You wanna bet?
I don't bet.
I don't bet either, but I'll bet on Rodgers questionable.
Let's see, what does it exactly say? Second day in a row. Yeah, he's just limited. You're probably right.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Shouldn't he just be listed as probable then?
I would call it gamesmanship at the least. I think you see guys like Bill Belichick do this all the time. Like, why would you want to give out your...
Say that he's injured
tip your
get
hand.
Ready for their... Yeah, fair like, enough.
Unless he's going to miss, at which point you might as well say he's out, unless you're, like, totally playing chess. But otherwise, yeah. Oh, yeah, you saw him.
Yeah.
Well, he was limping on the field. Yeah, he's questionable. Whatever. Fucking make your game plan, bitch. but you don't pull, you know, you don't pull Rodgers for who's their backup. Exactly. You don't pull Aaron Rodgers, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, when how many Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks... are playing in the NFL right now. A handful.
Yeah, right? I could think of, what, four
Russell
off the top
Wilson,
of my head?
Brady,
five?
Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, Joe
Six?
Flacco.
Eli?
Eli, six.
Six?
So, that's the thing, you know. A Super Bowl winner doesn't get pulled, especially when the Packers, they have a chance if they put together a winning streak, even in that division.
So. Speaking of their division, what do they got left? Houston, Seattle, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit. Not easy games.
Not easy games, but it seems like it's not easy because nobody's any good. Like, they're not any good. Nobody else is any good.
Let's see. I'm looking at Rodgers' floor of 11. His ceiling is 33.
And it seems like he's right around 20 to 25 most of the time. And, yeah, take that all day for quarterback.
Right? Yeah, I suppose. I bet he lights it up again.
Yeah.
I bet he has another two, at least 250.
Yeah,
I think he had like 288
last week.
288?
Yeah, I remembered. 12 yards, remember?
13.
Oh, yeah, 12 yards to 325. That's right.
God damn.
I knew it was 12.
Knew it was 12.
Just 25 off the one way or the other.
Yeah, Devontae Adams was the high scorer there last week. That was an intense game.
That was a good game.
Who do you like for Houston over there?
Nobody? Lamar Miller's only scored, one touchdown past 6 weeks or some shit.
He's just looking like muff cabbage as of late. After he started off pretty well,
decent,
died down, then kind of got hot. Now he's just.
I think the thing
four is, last week he's questionable,
and he gets no red zone carries, which might be just a symptom of their poor offense not getting him down there. But I mean, I think he's last in red zone carries for fucking running back with whatever X number of totes.
God, do you just like the kicker there?
Not much. CJ Fedorowicz, maybe. He seems like he's Osweiler's favorite target.
Four.
Hopkins.
Seven.
I mean.
God, that's a horrible.
Hopkins was drafted first round a lot.
That's a huge bust.
It's tough.
Brock Osweiler not panning out. You got to feel bad about that. All that money.
And seems like the Packers did a pretty good job of shutting down Wentz last week.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point. The Packers defense kind of stepped up a little
played
bit.
Played pretty darn well.
Aside from that, I don't necessarily like Starks, and I don't like Christine.
Yeah, no, not Christine. Starks, he's not.
Seem out of the backfield catching a pass.
He's not great, but if they get goal line, I think you got pretty good chance he'll get a carry, right?
Right.
Or red zone. So I think if you're stuck for running backs, I might like him over somebody with a really tough matchup like Fat Rob or something against Arizona. Maybe, a sneaky play, maybe even over if you had the Jaguars or something. But Starks is probably picked up by a decent amount of squads by now, right?
By now, hopefully, yeah.
I know I had him for a while and dropped him or something. I don't know.
Let's see. That brings us the 49ers at the Bears. There you go.
49ers at Bears, yeah. Yeah, I think, just to wrap that up, Green Bay's offense should do pretty well, right?
Yeah,
Rodgers, Adams.
Adams.
Niners, Bears. I like a lot of ground yards in this game.
I don't have a quarterback listed for Green Bay, or for the Packers, is it?
You mean a backup?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I was asking you, but it was kind of to prove a point because I knew that I couldn't think of it. And last I remember was, who was that guy that they traded to? Matt Flynn?
I don't remember.
They traded Matt Flynn to Seattle. Seattle gave him a pretty good contract because, he started one game at the end of a Green Bay season. I think Rodgers sat out for the playoffs, and he threw, four touchdowns. Seattle signed him. Pretty decent contract. Russell Wilson got drafted and won the job. I'm pretty sure Matt Flynn then got sent back to Green Bay. Maybe even with Seattle paying his salary. I don't know how it works exactly in football. But that's the last I can remember.
Yeah, I don't have one listed.
Exactly.
Okay. Definitely nailed that one. Okay. Now it's the Niners at the Bears.
Yeah, I like a lot of ground yards in this one between Jordan Howard, Carlos Hyde, Kaepernick.
Yeah, Hyde still getting some good reps there, you know?
Yeah.
He fell off for about 3 weeks.
For
but
a little bit in the middle, but he's
off
he
that
seems
bye
to be
week,
a solid
but
play.
Still had 10 against New England, 15 against Miami.
Yeah, right.
Like to think he's going to do good against the Bears.
I like him for a good game against the Bears, and I like Howard for a good game against the Niners. Their rush defense is fucking terrible.
How about with the 49ers? Do you like any of their pass options? Do you like Smith? McDonald?
I think if I go anybody, it's maybe Vance McDonald at tight end. But I don't like Torrey Smith. I can't even think of their other receivers.
Let's see. And then how long till what's his name can come back?
Who's that?
He's out on suspension, Jeffrey?
I don't even know. I totally forgot about that.
He says he's still suspended, but I...
The fuck did he get suspended for?
Doing dope!
Damn.
I guess this is only his third week, so he's got 2 more weeks left. He'll be back for Green Bay, Washington, Minnesota.
What a fucker.
Yeah, he's 4-game suspension, so...
No, that's about all I like. I think Matt Barkley might be a sneaky play.
20 points last week.
Yeah.
And like we said, the 2 drop passes?
Yeah.
So you throw another 28 on top of that.
Well, the one for sure would have been a touchdown. The other one dropped might have been just, it was on the same drive, so can't really count both. But,
projected at 10.
Yeah, I think he plays better than that, especially against the Niners. Marquise Wilson, maybe. He seemed to be Barkley's favorite.
Yeah,
target,
he certainly looks that way.
Pretty deep sleeper, I think.
Got eight receptions.
Yep.
Excuse me. Had 125 yards.
Yeah.
You gotta like that.
Yeah.
So, seems like he is his favorite target. I like Howard. I'm playing Howard this week for sure.
Playing Howard in the other league. That's the one I feel most confident about. But, yeah. Kaepernick.
Yeah, it's kind of a coin flip, really.
Against the Bears? I mean, yeah.
I mean,
like it.
He's such an athlete. He's going to run the ball. You think he's going to have another 100 yards rushing?
I don't know about 100, but...
He had 113 last week.
Yeah, he was furiously trying to come back in that game, right?
Yeah, they almost had it.
Yeah.
One in 10, I think they are.
I don't know.
Who the fuck did they beat? Oh, is it week 1 or something?
Maybe LA week 1?
That doesn't sound right.
I remember it was a terrible game, but I feel like the Rams started up. They didn't start out 1-0, did they? Yeah, because people were like, LA still hasn't scored a touch or whatever since 1994. Yeah, so they must have beat LA week 1.
Yeah, they blanked them.
Yep.
Holy shit. No way. I totally forgot about that. Right off the bat.
Yeah, I kind of like Kaepernick.
Could you play Kaepernick over somebody like Carr?
I think I would play Kaepernick over Carr.
Ooh, how about Brady?
Maybe this week. Yeah, I might this week, especially since Brady was a little banged up. I know the way Belichick coaches, he's not gonna ask him to do too much if he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to if he's injured, especially kid pushing late.
Yeah, so
trying to get that home field advantage. This is a game I'm kind of excited for. I hope this ends up on the radio so I can get to listen to it.
Yeah, right.
Anything else in that game?
I
don't have anything else. You're the Bear expert over there.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Buffalo at Oakland.
Poor Bears. Buffalo
jamming
at
the pinky
Oakland.
Deep.
Yeah.
Oakland squeaks away. This is at Oakland. I like McCoy, especially.
Yeah, McCoy's been beast.
We said Harvin is out. Woods is out.
Watkins.
Who else does that leave? Gillislee and Goodwin.
Well, Gillislee is behind LeSean McCoy, so
might use him in a pass option. I meant.
I mean, he just doesn't seem to get enough work to be fantasy relevant if McCoy plays. Yeah. Maybe, but it's so tough. Yeah, I guess there's been some games he's got like 6 and 7, so maybe. But, yeah, what? Watkins played last week. I think he had a decent game, but then, like, his foot is still kind of messed up. He missed practice. Yeah. So
there's a chance Watkins doesn't play. I mean, they don't have any receivers over there anymore. Yeah, really only like, not that they need him. McCoy.
Tyrod and LeSean, right? Got to do it all, yeah.
How about on the Raiders side of the ball?
Ugh.
Do you think you can play? I just don't think you can trust Murray, really.
He's been playing better.
Better. This is a big week. Let's see. This is a big week in our league. I don't know if it's necessarily such a big league in everybody else.
Yeah.
That does one round. But I suppose this is their push, though. Week 16 is the last week, so.
Yeah. Latavius Murray has rushed for 60 yards in just one of his past 5 games, but has been a top 24 scorer in all 5 with 3 top 10 scoring. I don't even know what that fucking means. But I guess, yeah, only under 60 in his last 5. That sucks.
How about a receiver over there? Crabtree or Coop?
I think I'd go Cooper. But
certainly has that potential.
Tough. Yeah, I think I like Cooper better this week.
I think I go Crabtree on the sneak with the touchdowns, right?
It's so tough.
Doesn't he usually sneaks in with those touchdowns that Cooper drove him down there with?
That has been known to happen.
Carr playing with a glove on his hand. You think that affects it at all?
Is it his throwing hand or the other one?
I'm not entirely sure.
We ought to know that. I mean, it can't help. You know, anything that's not how you normally do it can't be a great thing. So,
right.
I think I would temper his value a little bit this week. And Buffalo D is not bad either, so...
I think this should be an actually good game. It says
he
fully practiced. It just says finger.
Finger.
His right pinky, but it says it won't prevent him.
His right pinky. So yeah. That's his throwing hand.
He's right-handed. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if quarterback's left-handed, generally.
Says it just dislocated his pinky.
I don't like it.
When
man.
I saw the picture, it looked like it was going 2 different directions.
I feel like that takes away from everybody over there. I mean, even though it's just the pinky,
said he
still.
Fully practiced. Said I'm doing good. Obviously, yeah. It's a little sore, but that's to be expected. Yeah, he's jammed it in the dude's butthole.
Somebody's gonna be sore.
That was deep.
I think he feels.
I think he feels just
the center feels. I mean. As far as I'm concerned, he might let a couple fucking pass rushers through. I would. You know what this guy did to me last week?
Didn't even try and pick up the ball. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Yeah. Carr, I'm not so sure about his status with the pinky. I mean, he still came back into that game. You know,
what do you have?
Yeah,
score last
18.
Week? Pretty good. I think that's sort of where I'd put him this week. 16, 17.
I think he does a little better. I think he gets the 20s.
I don't think 20s.
I think he's got to keep up with McCoy in this one.
He's got to try.
I think this could be a game they could lose.
I think it could be too. Old Rexy.
Sexy Rexy.
Sexy Rexy. He needs a win.
Got anything else for that one?
Nah, that's about it.
So you got New York at Pittsburgh.
And, Steven, that would be the New York Football Giants? All right, excellent. Make sure we had that right.
Now, this is late in the season. This is what you always say, that Eli's got to make that playoff push.
And this is at Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
I like a lot of offense in this game.
Who knew the Giants would be 8-3? 6 wins in a row.
How about it?
How about it?
I love it.
That's aggressive.
Dude, I'm telling you, Eli is pissed that Peyton...
This is going to be a shootout, right?
I'll post it on our Twitter, where the picture after Peyton won, and Eli's up in the box, and he's just like... He is not happy.
Oh, because he's got 2-2, right?
Yeah.
So they're tied.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
He wants to be number one.
Number
one son, Dad.
I'm
the number one son. There's only one LeBaron.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Eli Manning had 19 last week. How about that Giants defense last week against Cleveland?
Crushed them. Defense against Cleveland. I mean, I think that's kind
of a given
story there, yeah.
Odell Beckham, you think he has another 20-point game? Pittsburgh? A lot of offense?
What do
you
got for the
over under on this one? Well,
that's a good question. Looks like about 49 again.
49. I think I'd take the over.
Yeah, I can definitely see it going over, both being in the 30s or
Odell Beckham 4 yards away from a hundo.
Yeah, I see Odell having another big game. Yeah, maybe 20 might be where I'm putting him.
Rashad Jennings, his last 4, 3, 10, 18 against the Bears, 5 against Cleveland. What do you think?
Who was the 10 against?
Chicago? Or no, Cincinnati, 18 against Chicago.
Yeah.
I like him as the pass back option. Don't
yeah.
Against at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
A lot of field goals get missed in Pittsburgh.
Jennings is so tough for me to trust. I've just from personal experience where I've played him and had him burned.
Yeah, I think I just got jaded. I saw that 18 against Chicago.
Right. Just tough for me to trust.
Low RB2, I guess.
Yeah, if you're in a tough spot, like I might play him over somebody like Fat Rob again with like a tough matchup.
Right. But as of late, it's been Odell Beckham. Do you like any of the receivers there?
Not really. Sterling Shepard seems like he came on a little bit.
He had
bit,
three
but
in his last 4, 11, 10, 11, then 2.
Yeah. So I think if I'm going anywhere, it's him, but... I think it's Odell time for the rest of the season.
Right? Isn't it seem like this is when he was making all those crazy catches?
Right. Last year when we saw all those psycho catches.
Towards the end of the year.
Yep. So I think that happens this week. I think Antonio Brown has a big game. Big Ben has a big game. Eli, I think Le'Veon has a big game.
You say big game. Antonio Brown had 27 last week.
Three touchdowns on 5 catches. What the fuck? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think he definitely has another 5 receptions and about 100 yards. And 1 touchdown. Maybe 2. Probably put him right around that 20 mark as well. But he's got the potential to have another 30.
Ben had a pretty big game away last week.
Away, yeah, pretty solid.
Solid.
Got him having
compared to 8 at Cleveland.
Yeah, he's going to have a good game at home. He's rested up. He went out to the bars, met some ladies.
He's back home where he likes to be.
Yeah.
How about Le'Veon Bell? Where do you put
motorcycle?
Him at?
Top 5 RB this week, I think.
Big game.
Big game, yeah.
So who's the number 2 guy for the wide receiver over there? Is it Coates still?
No. I think if I go anybody, I think Eli Rogers. Eli Rogers, yeah.
God, you don't like 3.
That
or 2.
Yeah. But I mean, who else is there? Wheaton?
I'm not seeing anybody else, really.
I mean, the story...
Bay? He's still listed as questionable.
Yeah, Haywood Bay missed the game, I believe. If I play anybody, I play Eli Rogers on the strength of, I want to say, a couple games there a few weeks ago. And the fact that Antonio Brown just kind of showed everybody up last week.
Yeah, no doubt.
I like Rodgers at home a little more, but yeah, that's all.
Jesse James, any chance he ain't getting nothing, man?
Well, I think maybe we talked about this off air, but I think Ladarius Green is really the tight end there, and Jesse James came in relief when he was injured,
okay.
And now Green is back.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
he's
okay.
Pretty much inconsequential.
I see that now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have anything else for that.
Yeah, no.
Tampa Bay at San Diego.
All right.
3 wins in a row for Tampa Bay, 6-5. I think this is, if this is anything, this is their season, right?
Well, it depends on what Atlanta does and what New Orleans does. They're only a game back, so with 3 or 4 games left or whatever, anything can still happen.
4-1 on the road. How about that for Tampa Bay?
How about that? Yeah.
I think Jameis has got it lit up to Evans. I think they keep rolling.
Yeah, you gotta like Mike Evans and Jameis. Seems like Doug Martin's playing pretty well. I think. Although that game last week was just kind of shit.
This is such an ugly game.
Like, they got out to that lead and then it was just like nothing happened
just
after
awful.
The first quarter.
Doug
so,
Martin had a sizable 6.
Yeah. And in it.
And he must have fumbled or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, he can do better than that.
Yeah. I like Jameis and Mike
Evans. Buccaneers
Evans
defense, surprisingly.
Yeah, they've had like, what, 3 games where they've broke 20 and maybe even broke 30 once?
25 against Chicago. Yeah, huge
they
game.
They seem to be somewhat matchup dependent, but they can really...
Well, 18 against Seattle.
Yeah, they have the potential to just, like,
crazy.
Break it open like crazy.
Did not see that.
Yeah.
Fitz Jackson still on IR. Any other... The receivers you like?
None. No.
Humphreys?
I mean,
the name comes
he'd be
up.
Deep, but yeah, nah, not really. But over on the other side, who had the big game last week? Was it Inman?
Yeah, Dontrell Inman.
Dontrell Inman, but. One of them is
100 yards touchdown.
Yeah, I want to say what Tyrell Williams.
This is questionable.
This is questionable. So,
shoulder is limited on Friday.
Yep. So that's
something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think that would help Inman. You would think he might see more targets. He also might see more coverage, I suppose. But
Henry Hunter, after falling off.
Hunter Henry. Yeah, kind of.
Triple H.
Hunter Hurst Henry. Yeah, he's kind of come back around after, what?
Three games of
Gates
crap.
Gates came back and he didn't do anything.
Gates
and then
had
Gates,
a goose egg.
Gates has gone out. Now Henry's picked it back up. What do you make from that?
I want to give
that
him
it's not worth starting either of them? Or?
I want to give the lean to Henry on just getting 1 touchdown. That's, 2 yards a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then that seems about right. If at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave him a little, less than a 30% chance that even happens.
Yeah, I think I thought about it, and I was like, if I had to play one, I think I'd still probably play Gates, but...
He just, he suffers from those big games that he had back in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
You know, where he had double digits in a row, and everybody was Henry on his dick, and...
Yeah, we were.
That's why he's... Only averaging like 5 points a game, so
that's a tough one.
I think you gotta look elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think you're right on Inman, and I also like Melvin Gordon.
I think Phil Doe should have a pretty good game. Yeah, Melvin Gordon's a beast.
He's still beasting, man.
Yeah.
He's got
definitely.
2 games where he's in single digits.
Leads the league in red zone carries.
Yeah,
too.
This guy is a monster.
And carries inside the 10 and carries inside the 5.
Yeah, he only had 17. His next lowest was 14 attempts, but 17 attempts last week, so that was kind of his lowest game as of late.
Put him in the slot.
Yeah, I like him all day.
Starting.
I don't see anybody else over there. Oh, that's speaking of San Diego, did you just catch this about the Rams? The Rams coach
Fisher
talking of who's he playing? The Rams are playing who? We just went over it.
This upcoming week,
yeah, because all that drama they're going through.
Patriots, right?
Patriots, he made a, I don't know if it was a bloof or he was poking fun at the media, but he's like, it's like, we got to watch out for Smallwood this week and blah, blah, blah. Or Danny Woodhead, excuse me. And he's like, everybody knows that Danny Woodhead is on IR and not even on this team and hasn't been on this team for a while. And
what the fuck?
Something I caught in the media.
Yeah, cause Woodhead played for the Patriots like 4 years ago.
Exactly. So I think he was poking fun just to bring up the old Woodhead.
Woodhead. Maybe he's drunk.
I think it has something to do with that Rams player getting thrown off the sideline. If you've caught any of that. Not fantasy relevant.
Very weird.
But some sort of distraction. Anything else in that game?
I don't think
you can play Gates. I'll just leave it with that.
I think there should be some good offense. So I definitely like Mike Evans, Melvin Gordon. They're the ones I feel best about. Jameis. I think Phil has a good game, but yeah, that's
I like
it.
Evans.
Yeah, for sure.
Go fuck yourself, Washington Redskins.
Hey-o!
At Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals.
I like
the Skins.
I like the Skins.
All day.
What do you got over there for the spread?
Looks like 49.5 over-under spread, Washington by 2.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I like Washington. Arizona just doesn't have it.
They can't get their offense going except for David Johnson.
David Johnson is the must-start. I got team. Floyd and Brown. Both of this is questionable. Brown with an illness.
He's got sickle cell.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As we've discussed on the podcast before.
How about Fat Rub?
It's a tough matchup for him, man. I don't like it. I've got him in my lineup at this point, but I'm looking for other options.
So you like the pass offense over there?
Yeah, I think Cousins tosses another 50 balls and yeah, just spreading it around. I think Crowder probably has a pretty good game. Maybe even Jackson. What, Garcon, is he?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still good.
I thought he might have been limited with an injury, but I can't remember.
Pulling it up, I just have Reed out.
Reed is out.
I have Thompson as questionable. I don't have any other injuries listed.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, Reed out. That's huge.
I
think that definitely
story.
Ups your guy, Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
I think that's somebody you might want to go pick up. Somebody you might want to go out and pick up.
He got way picked up today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, last night, too. I picked him up in the other league and then went to look for him today, and somebody swooped him last night.
Gnarly?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I
want to say went up like 25 or 40% ownership.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nasty.
It is a tough league that we play in. Larry only had 5 last week. You think he does better?
He's the only receiver down there I would play, but I just don't feel good about their offense.
Palmer had 17 last week.
Yeah, not bad.
Still threw a pick. God. As of late, 22, 14, 12, 17. I think there's going to be some points in this game, though. In Arizona?
I don't see it being real high scoring, but I see
David Johnson, the high scorer.
David Johnson, yeah. David Johnson, maybe a couple touchdowns, but I could see it being like...
God, I like DeSean Jackson. I like Vernon Davis. I like Chowder. I like...
Yeah.
If you're hurting Garcon as a low-end flex, I mean...
I agree.
He had that huge game against Green Bay. He had a huge game against Baltimore,
yep.
But otherwise,
yep.
He's still consistently low.
Yeah.
But it's...
He's been on the upswing,
right?
It seems like. I like the Redskins offense.
Fat Rob, though.
I just don't see... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they can get their pass game and their receivers going other than Larry a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the... I mean, we're Redskins fans.
We're Redskins fans,
we're a little biased,
too, yeah.
So. That's all I got for that one.
Yeah.
Carolina, Seattle. Boy, the Panthers. And Seattle. Wow.
Seattle looked like shit last week. I
wouldn't believe they're 7-3, huh?
I mean, they made a furious comeback attempt.
Says Vegas spread says 7 for Seattle. God. Rolls, I hope you got his handcuff.
There's no way Seattle's 7-3. Didn't they tie a game? Yeah, that's like against the spread.
Huh. Seattle in the...
thought they tied. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Maybe. I've got them leading the division at 7-3.
Fuck it.
Never know. We've been wrong before, I guess.
We've been wrong before. I feel like we've had more games than that.
Yeah, maybe they must be.
Because isn't everybody else like 7-4? Huh. Whatever. Yeah, how about Greg Olsen has just been playing like shit recently.
As of late.
Getting nothing.
Nothing over there.
What, Ted Ginn had a big game last week. Jonathan Stewart seems to get a lot of red zone work.
And it's tough with him because, God, he was their high scorer this week. But, you know, he has those couple big games and then 4, 3, 9. Mm-hmm. Big game, mm-hmm. You know, 0, 6. So yeah. He's kind of like with that Cooks category. It's kind of inconsistent. You can't really trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ted Ginn kind of taking over for Benjamin, it seems like. God damn it.
Still doing it.
I've got Benjamin listed as questionable. Wow, Cam, as of late, his last 4, 14, 23, 11, 19.
The Seahawks are 7-3-1. One tie. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right, Olsen. Last four.
Russell?
11, 3, 3, 4. Ouch.
Ouch.
Boy, you like to... It's just so tough because, you know, we would have thought the Panthers coming out of the championship.
They were looking good.
That first game they played Denver, it was an intense game.
Their defense is totally different. It seems like it's changed the whole team.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
horrible. What about a wide receiver for the Seahawks?
Man.
Graham or Baldwin?
I mean, Graham's a tight end, but I think I'd play him over Baldwin if it was like
definitely
a flex question.
Definitely, yeah. Baldwin, I like Graham just, over Baldwin all day.
He just hasn't been doing much lately, Baldwin. Started off pretty solid on the season, but just don't like him too much right now.
Yeah, I
don't like Russell that much.
10 last week.
Yeah. He seems to get it going at the end of the season, but this is a tough week to trust him, especially if you need a must, you know, if you're a must win.
If you're a must win, you gotta look elsewhere.
Definitely, he has that low floor.
Baldwin had 23 at New England, 14 at Philly, and 3 at Tampa. So.
Is that the last three games?
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta like that.
2 out of 3 have been good.
You gotta like that upswing there.
Yeah.
But I think you gotta look elsewhere. I don't know what's going on with Seattle. That's the night game. Ugh. Yeah. Right? Can't be happy about that.
Especially not having to wait till the night to make the decision.
Switch the Arizona game up.
Yeah.
Get the fucking watch Redskins. Get the skins going.
Yeah.
All right, Monday night game, Indianapolis at New York.
That would be, Steven, the New York football Jets.
Jets, that's right.
New York football Jets.
Can't be happy about this game. What, you said Marshall's going to be out?
I don't think he's going to be out. It just said he was limited at practice or missed today's practice. So, I mean, you don't want to rely on him if he's your
only... Monday night game.
Yeah. You gotta watch it. But Marshall's been kind of a cunt this season anyway, fucking...
Yeah, right? He's had... This was his best game out of his last 5.
Yeah.
Even more... You can go further back than that.
He looked like something had changed last week. Like, he had been dropping balls and just... Like, I want to say... He was only catching like 40% or less of his targets, just
God, he can't like everything. Can't like much of this.
And then he caught like everything last week, so seems like he got a piece of pussy or got rid of a piece of pussy or something like that.
God, you can't like any of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty tough.
And it was a close game against New England, but still.
Yeah, and that was more because New England played pretty shitty because Brady was banged up.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a plan for that. Yeah.
Indianapolis had nothing to go last week. What's his name will be back?
Luck?
Luck will be back.
Still got to watch it. I think he's still questionable.
I guess you're right. He is still, we still list as questionable. He's a full participant Friday.
So I think he'll probably go, but just maybe should keep an eye on it.
God, if you're betting on
since
that.
Since he missed last week.
You better have, if you're betting on Luck, you better have Tones in because that's,
exactly,
or.
Exactly. Something to keep an eye on.
Or Fitzpatrick at the bare minimum, yeah, because if Luck doesn't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be without a quarterback,
that's
nothing left.
Yeah, so make sure you at least
make sure
have
you pick up
plan
a handcuff for Luck, definitely, yep.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. Forte. How's Gore been doing recently? Has he still been...
Gore, he had two last week.
So that's got to be about his worst
it's
week.
His worst
huh?
week ever, yeah. Before that, 11, 19, bye,
yeah, I mean,
and 12.
He was only one game in single digits before that, right?
Two, with 6 and 17, Chicago and Detroit.
6 and 7, yeah.
So, I mean, otherwise, you got to, like, think that Gore will bounce back.
Yeah, you'd think so.
You know, just Pittsburgh taking advantage of no Luck. And
the Jets aren't overly great versus the running back. Yeah.
Gotta like Gore's chances,
yeah,
at least.
I'd like Gore, maybe Forte, T.Y. or Moncrief, but I guess it sort of depends on Luck. I think Moncrief still managed to have a decent game last
10 points,
week
yeah,
without him.
You know, Moncrief as the last just, four or last four games, Moncrief, it's Moncrief.
Moncrief just has a way of finding the end zone.
Heating up, definitely. Yeah. T.Y. Hilton... 2, 8, 15, 5.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's maybe Moncrief.
You gotta
is
like
safer
Moncrief
play.
Edging him out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
God, an ugly Monday night game.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's about all I like there.
Oh gosh. I guess I'd take the Colts. By a point.
Colts if Luck plays.
All right, that's it for the matchups.
Yeah,
we miss any big injuries, you think?
Not that I saw. We might as well scroll through real quick. Reload and see if anything new came up.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't have any ask for this week either.
Devontae Parker is questionable. Tyrell Williams practices. Aaron Rodgers questionable. Eddie Royal. Questionable.
No, I don't think we get them all, didn't we?
That's about it. We did have one ask on Twitter. I'll get your idea about Cooks, Tyreek Hill, or Crowder?
Crowder.
I
like Crowder on the flex. Tyreek Hill, you know, he's got that flash. But I think Chowder's your consistent, right?
Yep. Look what I said. Tough call between Hill and Crowder. I'm leaning towards Crowder.
And I'll tell him to play Hill then. Tyreek Hill. You heard it. Tyreek Hill. Stephen Barbara's taking Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Crowder on that one for the safety. Do a couple quick ones if you want.
Yeah, I'll just throw this out there. If you missed last week's episode, make sure you go back and hit that sponsorship code. Get yourself some free pit sticks.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast,
sticks.
Eat some pizzas like we do.
Sticks, son.
What do you got for me, Nikki G?
They're giving me weird stuff. Let me go to the quarterbacks here. I want to compare wide receivers to running backs. Staff or Cousins?
Cousins.
Agreed. Winston or Carr?
Carr.
Ooh, really? I think I'd take Winston. That's a tough one. Agree on that for sure. Eli or Alex Smith?
Eli.
Agreed. Cam or Carson?
Ooh, I want to go Palmer.
Yeah, I think I will too. Cap or Matt Ryan?
There it is. I want to go Cap.
I want to turn your level down a little bit. Okay. Rodgers or Ryan?
I think I like Rodgers.
Rodgers. Matt Ryan or Ben Roethlisberger?
Ooh, I want to go Ben. Big
Whoa.
Ben.
Yeah, he could have a big game at home. I'm going Matt Ryan because I have him, though. Just hopeful. Brady or Breeze?
See, now that's when I'm inclined to want to go Breeze.
I think so, too.
I don't think they have... I think Blunt has a huge game this week.
I think he very well could.
I feel I failed to incline on that. I thought he'd have a huge week this week.
Huge! I hope he does. This must be from last week. Let's see if we can't find some wide receivers or something.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. Ooh. Quincy Enunwa or Kenny Britt?
Kenny Britt.
All day. Steve Smith or Golden Tate?
Ooh, that's tough. I want to go Smith.
I'll go with you. I hope so. Looks like people are leaning towards Smith.
Yeah, I think Smith. I think the ball gets spread around too much at Detroit.
Yep.
Too much leeching getting done in the red zone.
Allen Robinson or Anquan Boldin?
That's ugly.
That's what Robinson has been relegated to after being like a top five wide receiver
that is
last year.
Ugly.
That's bad. I think I'm going Boldin.
I want to say Boldin too, I guess.
Yeah. Hightower or Steve Smith?
I like Hightower.
Yeah, I think so too, especially if Ingram misses. Looks like people are leaning that way. Moncrief or Demaryius Thomas?
God, that is, you know.
That's tough. Depends that's on. Tough to... And if luck plays, I like Moncrief. Especially if Seaman's out, right? But that's a tough one. I think I'm going to wait and think about that.
God, I don't even know about that one.
Right.
Vernon Davis or Antonio Gates?
I go Vernon.
Hightower or Inman?
Hightower.
Whoa. That's about split on that.
Eh.
Stewart or Hill?
Stewart.
Rivers or Wilson?
I think I go Rivers this week.
Yeah, everybody's leaning that way too.
Yeah. You whack, you twist.
How about this one, the bigger pickup? Gabriel or Hill? Tyreek Hill.
I picked them both up in both my leagues, so. Honestly, I like Gabriel a little better. I just think his skill set is just seems a little bit better right now. He can make more moves, and he's a little faster. And I like Atlanta's offense better. But that was just me personally. I've been wrong before, and I think they're both dynamic players. And
here's an interesting trade for you. Gurley and Pryor, and you get Bryant.
I would do that
all
day.
All day, right?
Yeah, all day.
Benjamin or Gabriel?
Oh, man. I would kind of lean towards Gabriel, but...
That's what I'm leaning.
when it came down to it, I'd probably end up putting Kelvin in my lineup. Yeah. But that's a tough one.
All right, that's about all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Some good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wrap this up.
Yeah. Say goodbye to our co-host.
Yeah, you got anything for us, Don, before we sign off?
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, Don.
And I thank you.
Thank you too, Don.
This was tough.
It wasn't that bad. Pretty good. Stuck it out with us for Don.
Fun for a Friday afternoon evening, huh, Don? Yep.
Gotta get it in.
Yep.
We're going to dream of things. Beautiful things.
Definitely.
That's what I'm going to do tonight as well.
Alrighty. Well, I'm Steve and Barbara.
Nick G.
Signing off.